This is KNKX. The Seattle International Film Festival gets underway May 16th, and the opening night feature is from Seattle-based filmmaker Lynn Shelton. Her movie, Sword of Trust, follows two women who attempt to unload an inherited Civil War sword onto a curmudgeonly pawn shop owner and his assistant. The four of them enter a world of conspiracy theories and Southern disillusionment. Comedian and podcaster Mark Maron plays that pawn shop owner, and he joined Shelton in the KNKX studios with Morning Edition host Kirsten Kendrick for a conversation about the film.
Lynn, where did you get the idea for this movie?
Well, I mean, the actual seed of the movie was the fact that I wanted to work with Mark Maron.
Me.
And that guy over there sitting next to me. I am often inspired to make a movie because I have some actor who's become kind of a muse for me. And I've wanted to make a movie with Mark for a long time. We actually started writing a script together, almost 4 years ago. I guess three and a half years ago.
It's almost done.
Don't rush you.
So a lot of pressure being a muse. I didn't ask for the job of muse.
We can't always get in the same room together, and that is how we have to write. So I got a little frustrated along the way, and he said, look, if you want to get on the set with me, just you're going to have to write something on your own, and I'll give you a couple weeks, and we'll make a movie. So,
oh, no pressure.
I don't think I said, if you want to get on the set with me. I really do not think I said that.
You don't think you said that phrase?
Are you paraphrasing?
I said, if you want me to be in a movie, write the movie.
All right. Okay, sorry, Mark. I didn't mean to misrepresent you.
It just sounds so lofty. Like, I will not be on the set with you unless you put something together for me.
Yes, no. The last thing I would ever call you is lofty.
This is the first time you've had a movie set outside of Washington State. What was it like filming in Alabama?
Well, I felt a big responsibility because it's so easy for me when I'm here. This whole state, this whole region is like part of it's like in my blood and my bones. So it's very easy to write for it. It's easy to write characters who live in it. The South is like a whole other country. It's like another planet. It's so different, you know, culturally, geographically. I remember there were a couple of days politically. Yeah, it was really, you got to watch, mind your P's and Q's when you're striking up conversations with strangers, which happen all the time, these conversations, because they're very, 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 very friendly. And I kind of fell in love with it. For that reason, it was a fun challenge, but it did feel very strange. It felt like a completely different kind of experience to make a movie not in this region.
So this movie kind of pokes a little bit of fun at the South that also is just woven with conspiracy theories. And Mark is the owner of a pawn shop. The movie revolves around a Civil War era sword.
Yeah.
And it's brought to you as the owner of a pawn shop. And you're not really believing the story that's behind it.
Well, no, I mean, it's a ridiculous story without giving any spoilers. But the truth is, I think this movie, you know, either intentionally or just by, you know, cosmic serendipity, it reflects something that is sort of a problem.
It was intentional.
In the culture, which is, you know, the diminishing idea of facts and truth, you know, that is falling away for people, you know, beliefs to take precedent. That, you know, we're living in a time where conspiracy theories are attractive because minds are untethered and they're more interesting. And they'll if you believe them enough, then they're true to some people. So it really deals with conspiracy, but it also deals with the history of the South and this artifact, this sword, could possibly change the entire framing of how we see Civil War history.
What battle are we talking about here?
This battle? Oh, it's Chickabauga.
Chickabauga?
Chickabauga.
I don't think that battle.
Not familiar with it?
I don't think it happened.
Well, it happened.
Okay.
I assure you, 30,000 men lost their lives that day.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You probably haven't heard of it because it's buried. Mm-hmm. It's not in history books.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean buried?
It is buried from the history books.
Yeah.
By Deep State.
In that scene where the sword is first brought to you, it's very evident that there's a lot of natural conversation happening among the actors, and there's a lot of improv.
It's all improv.
In this movie, and as someone who's got a background in comedy and has a very successful podcast, did that freedom of creativity appeal to you?
Yeah, I like to improvise, but there's a tricky thing about improvising. It's if you can do it, and this character is certainly within you know, my abilities, is like you don't want to keep going for the joke. I mean, the thing about comedic improvising, it's different than just improvising. And we had to find sort of a midway with that, because all the people that are in it are hilarious.
Yeah.
But you can't just have a bunch of people just going off the rails improvising, because it'll diminish the characters. So there was sort of a finding a path to where these characters remain believable, but the improvisations are still funny, but they character driven.
Well, and Mark is really plays a character who's sort of the emotionally grounded, emotionally truthful ground anchor of the film, you know. And a lot of, I think some of the funniest stuff in the movie is based around his reactions to the insanity going on around him and the ridiculousness of the other characters. But I did honestly have to tone down some of the insanity in the edit room. I mean, I was laughing my head off on set, but it really did get a little bit out of control occasionally.
Well, this film also gives you a showcase for the fact that you are a musician. You play guitar, and the blues guitar,
yes,
is something that we hear you play on the soundtrack of this movie. How was that to be able to show
music,
that side of yourself?
All the music is from this guy over here. Yeah.
Well, that was a fluke in a way, because like I just play guitar at the end of my podcast because I'm sitting there with a guitar and I've got a stockpile of hundreds of these little riffs. And they just sort of worked in the movie. And then
I kept hearing it. I actually had hired another composer, great composer.
Oh, really?
But at some point early on in the editing process, I was like, I keep hearing Mark's music. It seems like it would work, really. The vibe of it is just sort of exactly tonally. It feels like Alabama, feels like this pawn shop, feels like the movie. And I talked to the composer and said, what if we mixed in some of Mark's, how would you feel about it? And then I approached Mark and he was into it. And then I ended up just letting the guy go, the original composer go. I felt terrible, but I was like, I hope we were together, but this is right. For this movie, it's like, I got it all covered.
Yeah, we did, me and Tal Wilkenfeld, the bass prodigy, who I know, we got in the studio with a bunch of pretty big hitters and did this original kind of Bo Diddley bouncy composition, and it was pretty exciting. It's good.
Lynn, with Sword of Trust as the opening film in this year's Seattle International Film Festival, you were the first local filmmaker to open SIFF twice. What does this all mean to you?
It means an incredible amount. I mean, the first time I was asked in 2012 to open the festival with Your Sister's Sister was just a stunner. I just couldn't believe that he was asking me to open the festival. This is a festival that I grew up with. I mean, I started going to this festival when it you know, in its first year, in its infancy. To be asked a second time, something I never, ever thought would happen, was really thrilling. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, thank you both for coming in. Good luck with the film.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us.
More information about the film festival and the movie Sword of Trust is available at our website, knkx.org.